What's new in business news, September 18, 2013? Airport court for crimes against foreigners opens on Monday. Seafood industry signs memorandum of understanding to end child labor. And computer ICT skills for latest technology needed urgently. Labor. Seafood industry signs MOU to end child labor. In a move to address the problem of child labor in the seafood industry, 130 companies signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, yesterday, pledging to adopt Good Labor Practices, or GLP, guidelines for workplace labor practices in the food and shrimp industries. The move is aimed to help protect workers from practices such as child labor, forced labor, workplace discrimination, and from substandard working conditions. The minimum age for employment under the Labor Protection Act is 15. The companies signing the MOU are all regularly audited by other countries, but the GLP should be implemented in workplaces of other companies as well, labor activists suggest. Inspections by government agencies should be done intensively, and factories should be aware of how subcontractors recruit workers. The seafood sector exports around 1 million tons of seafood per year that is worth over 200 billion baht, and the industry employs over 1 million people. Thailand is on the U.S. Tier 2 watch list of countries producing goods by child labor or forced labor and risks being downgraded to Tier 3, which might lead to a range of trade sanctions. Tourism. Airport court for crimes against foreigners opens on Monday. Suvarnabhumi Airport's court to handle cases of crimes against foreigners at the airport will open on Monday. From January to August this year, 1,980 crimes, mostly petty crimes, were reported at Suvarnabhumi Airport involving 1,047 suspects. A video conference system will connect to Samutprakan Provincial Court, where judges will consider cases remotely. The court will be flexible and schedule cases conveniently for foreigners so they can leave the country when they need to. The aim of the airport court is to improve the tourism image of the country, reduce crimes at the airport, and facilitate justice. Similar courts are planned for Don Mueang and Phuket airports. Technology. Computer ICT skills for latest technology needed urgently. Thailand remains short of workers skilled in emerging technologies such as mobile apps, cloud computing, big data, business intelligence, and Facebook application development. Existing general IT professionals number only 10,000. A survey of local IT professionals showed 76.4% saw the shortage of skilled people in these areas as a big challenge to their catching up with new technologies. Organizations are prioritizing boosting the number of staff skilled in mobile app development, both for Apple and Android devices. Thai firms are also short on cloud computing expertise, with the top four cloud computing platforms in Thailand being Google's App Engine, with a 22.4% share, Microsoft Windows Azure, with a 19% share, Amazon Web Services, with a 13% share, and Heroku, with a 5.6% share.